Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Congestion pricing, which has been on pause, may be back on track. In fact, fast-tracked, albeit with some changes to the approved plan.
Governor Hochul reportedly wants to get congestion pricing up and running before Donald Trump gets back into the White House. The governor's plan now would lower the fee to $9. Originally, you'll recall the toll was $15. But a coalition of Staten Island elected officials will be holding a press conference today, united against any congestion pricing fee. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis.
We want the governor to not bring it back, and so we're going to send that loud and strong message in a bipartisan way. We are so opposed to congestion pricing because literally it is just a cash grab.
Driver Latifa Reed of the Bronx, not a fan of any of this.
I think congestion prices is ridiculous. I understand that they need to raise money for different things, but I think they need to find another way because it always falls on us.
We have reached out to the MTA for comment about these latest developments. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Midtown.
Another day of nice-looking weather brings another warning about wildfires. In fact, it's a red flag warning for the city, Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and Connecticut from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Overnight, the FDNY was called to the scene of a brush fire off the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn near the Pennsylvania Avenue exit. Crews are still battling the Jennings Creek fire, which has scorched some 5,000 acres in both New York and New Jersey. Christopher Franick with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service.
We have entered into unified command with the state of New York and the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. We are coordinating efforts because it is a very dynamic situation, and we're in constant communication with their resources and our resources, working as one team to suppress this wildfire.
The blaze broke out near the intersection of Lake to Lake Trail and the West Valley Trail in New York State. Then it spread to New Jersey. Over the weekend, it claimed the life of an 18-year-old New York State park ranger. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Governor Hochul to speak more on the situation at 1:15 this afternoon. Do check back with 1010 Winds. There's an arrest now in the double murder we told you about yesterday in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn. 46-year-old Kerry Lewis is charged in the stabbing deaths of his girlfriend, 66-year-old Jacqueline DeLyons, and her father, 91-year-old Roosevelt Simmons. Police say he's got three priors and in this case allegedly told the woman who found the bodies, "You know what happened." Lewis is charged with murder and weapons possession. Cops looking for five suspects in the shooting of a 16-year-old in the Bronx. That happened shortly after 8 last night at East 175th and Park Avenue in Tremont. The teen was wounded in the foot. So far, no word on a motive. Cops asking for help catching the suspect in a beating and robbery near Times Square. It was Saturday night when police say a man threw a 70-year-old woman to the ground, snatched her purse, and then punched the 75-year-old man she was with to get his wallet. The woman was treated for a bloody nose, the man for serious wounds to his face and eye. We'll have photos and video of the suspect going up at 1010winds.com. There is a groper on the loose in the city. It was Sunday around 1:40 in the morning when police say a man assaulted a 24-year-old woman at East 23rd and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan. He then tried to rape her, covering her mouth and tossing her to the ground. She fought back and managed to get away. We'll have that guy's photo also going up at 1010winds.com. More than 350 survivors of sexual assault in prison to rally tomorrow in Foley Square. This is to mark the one-year anniversary of the Adult Survivors Act, but also to demand improved safety measures amid what they say is a continued failure to protect incarcerated women. Attorney Anna Cull from the firm Levy Konigsberg represents a number of these women who have sued. She says justice is moving way too slowly.
The governor and the attorney general are playing a critical role here. Okay, this law was passed by the state of New York and not acknowledging these survivors, not acknowledging these lawsuits, not compensating these women, I think speaks volumes.
The rally takes place at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon and will be live streamed on the law firm's account on YouTube.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.